I think I would definitely want to have a say in government because it's really the only way like a normal, ordinary citizen who's not involved in politics could have any kind of power over what the representatives decide. But I also feel like I wouldn't know that it was coming out. I wouldn't really, like, in my normal life with all the priorities, like school, work, family, and everything, it's kind of, I don't really know directly when things are, what these real key issues are. Like, if the government could text me the day before, big vote tomorrow, I would be there. But honestly, I'm probably not going to put it on my calendar.
That's 17-year-old Jackson Lasota. He's a senior at Haldane High School in Cold Spring in Putnam County. He says when he turns 18 and can vote, he may choose not to do so in an off-election year, when propositions and municipal races rule the ballot. Haldane senior class president Shauna Ricketts, also 17, says she cannot wait to vote, especially when there are statewide ballot propositions. There are 6 for the 2013 November election.
I think that a statewide, like event, let's say, would greater impact us than, let's say, a governor, because you don't know exactly what you're going to get with the governor, like, in the end. But with that, you have a set, this is what we're voting on.
26-year-old freshman New York State Assemblyman James Skoufis, a Democrat, says there's a reason young voters are not showing up in off-election years.
You have to give them a reason to come out and support you. You know, you just talking about property taxes and talking about, you know, issues that traditionally be talked about, road pavement on the local level, garbage pickup, you know, those are critical services, don't get me wrong, but you have to give young people a reason to come out and vote for you. And more times than not, they're not given that reason. And, you know, that's by and large, I think, why they don't come out and vote. There are other aspects to it, but I think that is the biggest one. You need to motivate them.
Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro also sees the need to motivate young voters.
I think the public, especially young people, want to be motivated, want to be encouraged, want to be inspired by people who have something to offer, even if it's not something they entirely agree with. So that kind of enthusiasm from the elected official or the candidate is critical to getting young voters. That's number one. But number two, we have to really at all levels not live by that old saying, you know, the only thing you can't talk about is politics and religion. Talk about it. I mean, politics is us.
Molinaro's political career began in 1994 when he was elected as a village trustee in Tivoli at age 18, becoming the youngest elected official in state history. 1 year later, he won the race for mayor. At the time, he was the youngest mayor in the country. He served as a state assemblyman for 5 years and was elected county executive in 2011 at age 37. He is currently the youngest county executive in Dutchess County history.
I'll go to college classes or high school classes all the time, and I'll show them in a room of 100 people what voter turnout looks like. And in the end of this little exercise, of 100 students, there'll be 25 standing, and I'll say to them, these are the 25 of America's 18 to 35-year-olds who in a local election actually participate. And you 75 sitting down have really excluded you from that process. If we were in a room of 100 senior citizens, it would be exactly the opposite. So when politicians are paying attention to issues and speaking to issues, who are they going to pay attention to, the people who show up or the people who don't? So encouraging young people to understand that it's a matter of showing up. Showing up changes policy, changes decision-making, affects outcomes.
Skoufis, who represents portions of Orange County and a piece of Rockland, was first elected to public office in 2009 as a councilman in Woodbury at age 21, the town's youngest in history. Now the youngest sitting assembly member, Skoufis says even if candidates address issues important to young voters, getting to them is another matter if they are busy with schools, jobs, and commuting.
Young voters are oftentimes very difficult to reach. Even if you have great issues that will resonate with them, if they don't hear them or see your issues or see you, they're going to have no idea.
He says reaching young voters via social media is a given, because no matter how busy young voters may be, they often have time to check Facebook or Twitter. 32-year-old David Carlucci, an independent Democrat who represents a large part of Rockland County and a bit of Westchester, is the youngest sitting state senator.
18 to 24-year-olds, only 46% of them are registered in New York State. That leaves over a million young people in New York. A million people between the ages of 18 and 24 are just not registered to vote in New York State.
He says those statistics are based on U.S. Census 2010 data. Carlucci says you cannot tell someone, go vote, but you can make it easier. To this end, he has sponsored a bill to allow 16 and 17-year-olds to pre-register to vote so they are automatically enrolled upon turning 18.
Why don't we register people when they turn 16 years of age? We get them registered to vote, get them in the system, so there's no barrier to when they decide to actually go out and vote. So this would capture people when they get their learner's permit, when they get their driver's license for the first time, when they're at the DMV, where they usually would enroll to vote. Let's get them right then. This will go a long way in terms of getting people captured, making it easier for the Board of Elections when it rolls around and there's a spike during the presidential election when people are running to get registered, they're already in the system.
The seniors at Cold Springs Haldane High School like this idea. Shauna Ricketts, Jackson Lasota, and Tyler Mell. So does their participation in government and advanced placement government teacher Melissa Seidman, who chimes in at the end.
I think it's more convenient for the people who are maybe on the fence about voting and wouldn't really like have the initiative to like actually register.
I don't feel like it'll make a significant change in voter turnout, but I will feel like it'll only do good, no bad.
I feel like it would make a significant impact because people are just so overwhelmed by the fact that they're so overwhelmed and yet they don't know exactly what they need to do to register to vote, and it would be getting rid of some of the excuses of not voting.
And right. I think it would increase turnout because yeah. Right now you can go to the DMV to register, but I think by doing it automatically, then maybe you'll at least have no excuse that I'm not registered.
Carlucci has sponsored another bill he says will make it easier to vote by allowing the Board of Elections to accept voter registrations electronically.
One of the things that I've also geared towards a younger demographic is allowing the Board of Elections to accept electronic applications. So right now, we can't do that. It's got to be through a hard copy mail process or in person. Let's allow it to be done electronically, especially with absentee ballots, and also just to register to vote as well.
Such an effort could capture young voters attending college out of state, but whose primary residences are still in New York. Both of Carlucci's bills have sponsors in the Assembly. He says he knows of no opposition, but suggests the legislation does not elicit excitement and a sense of urgency, something he hopes to change during the next session.
My biggest contention is, hey, if you don't want to vote, you don't want to vote. But if you want to vote and there's a barrier to you voting, that's a travesty.
Assemblyman Skoufis believes that young political candidates can provide an impetus for young people to vote.
You know, me personally, there's identity politics there, where someone who's in their 20s or even 30s or a teenager, late teenager, they see a young person running for office, and they're able to connect me because of that identity politics, and they want to support young people in government. You know, you go up to Albany, you go up to D.C., there's a lot of gray hair. Regardless of which party, and there are very few young people to voice the concerns of young people in our state and national government.
Both he and Carlucci say that's part of the solution, voicing the needs of young voters. Again, Skoufis.
You need to be able to specifically speak to young people on issues that are relevant to them.
Issues, he says, like college affordability and expanding rental options when it comes to housing. Skoufis says the problem is that some of the issues that resonate with young voters are not campaign issues on the local level, which makes increasing young voter turnout during off-election years even more challenging.
On the town, the village level, there really is no room to talk about college affordability. I mean, that's just not in your purview.
Seidman believes her students should hear about the benefits of voting.
They already come in with their expectations of should they vote or should they not vote from their families, because they're influenced by their families a lot, I think. And I think it's important to see what the process is and whether they want to vote or not, but at least hear the benefits to voting and why it's important to our society.
She recently invited a guest speaker to her classroom to discuss voter registration. Molinaro admits the difficulty in getting young voters to the polls.
It's very hard to make young people understand that they have the ability to impact the outcome and really change the way in which decisions are made.
High school senior Jackson Lasota is an example.
If you don't participate, the events will still unfold. Like, if you don't vote, something will still happen with the laws, whatever change was going to be made. Like, you can just not be a part of the government and it will still conduct itself. I feel like that's what a lot of people feel like.
Do you feel like that?
A lot of times, yes. Like, you're just out of the loop, kind of, because you're just one in the sea of millions.
Again, here's Molinaro.
And if you're an 18-year-old with one vote on one day in November, you have the power to alter the outcome immeasurably. And to think you don't is a mistake.
17-year-old Haldane High School senior Tyler Mell says he will register to vote the day he turns 18.
Even though some people will say that they don't, that voting doesn't, you know, one person won't make a difference, you know, there is always that chance that you can make a difference. I mean, even if it's not one of the a major election, it's still your civic duty. It's your participation in government.
It is participation that Molinaro, Skoufis, and Carlucci hope will increase. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.